Hi guys, welcome and thank you for joining me on today's episode of my podcast. This is Mental Health Monday, so let's get very quickly into the good stuff because I won't be taking much of your time today. So on today's episode, the title is Ways to Lift Your Mood and Spirit. Actually, this one was inspired by me for myself, and I hope it's going to work out for you too, because some days you just wake up and you don't really feel up to anything. You just want to lay in bed, you feel sad. It's not like you have a reason for actually feeling that low spirit, but you know, it just happens sometimes like that. And sometimes you have a reason for feeling so low, but there are some, you know, practical steps that you can take to boost your mood and make sure that your spirit is lifted once again. Because over here, there is no time for negativity, feeling low, or any such, you know. So let's get into the good stuff. First things first, smile. I know you're feeling low, but smile. I mean, let's take it till we make it right. That's always been the rule. So if you feel low, look into the mirror, smile. You can even take a selfie, try to fake a smile till you actually have a reason to, you know, give that genuine smile. Because smiling is one of the smallest and simplest piece of advice I can give to you now. But trust me, it's amazing how much you can do with a smile. Now, helping others, this is another thing that you can do. In fact, research has shown that your mood is instantly boosted when you do something to help another person, like a random act of kindness. It could be something as little as helping somebody run an errand, giving to the less privileged. In fact, whatever it is, paying someone's transport fare in a public transport, in a public bus, sorry. I mean, do you see how happy they would be? That smile they give you alone, it's going to lift your mood as well. So when you're helping others, it's not just the person you're helping, you're also helping yourself. So that's why people preach kindness. When you're kind to people, that kindness is also, you know, reflecting back upon you. And it's so rewarding when you can offer a hand to those who need it. I mean, it might be a thing you choose to do too. You know, lift your mood, henceforth you can practice it. Next tip is living in the moment. How many times have you been hung up about something that happened in the past, or you're worried about something in the future that you don't even have control over? You're so worried that, oh, I wish I did this, but it's already gone. It's already in the past, and then you're worrying about the future too. The worst way you can, you know, waste your time is dwell in the past. Because people who dwell in the past are actually depressed. And if you are worrying about the future, that is when anxiety sets in. And you don't need that for you. So, you know, we all do it. We all do it. And it can have a huge impact on our mood and spirit. So living in the moment can really help you to feel relaxed, to feel present. And that is going to really, really, really be nice for you if you can try. So in conclusion, I said, be kind, fake a smile till you make it, live in the moment, help others, help others. Helping others will definitely lift your mood and boost your mood. And I hope that today's episode is going to actually make sense to you. If it does and you know someone who needs to listen, don't hesitate to share with them. And I hope that you have a wonderful Monday, a wonderful Tuesday, down to Saturday. And like I always say, be kind to yourself, be kind to others. And smile. Yes, you don't want to smile, but smile. Fake it till you make it. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. And do have a wonderful rest of the day. Bye. Hi guys, welcome to Mental Health Monday. This is Talk More with Nessa, the podcast, and it's so good to have you with me on today's episode of Mental Health Monday. So on today's episode, I will be talking about the mental health topic, and this one is the nervous system. When you have a nervous breakdown, like, how do you cope? What are the things to put into consideration once you've experienced a nervous breakdown? So stay tuned and let's get into the good stuff. So for those who might not understand, the nervous breakdown happens when your stress level builds up, and
you no longer have a way to cope with this stress, and then you have a mental health crisis. Sometimes after seeking professional treatment, you can begin to put your life back together by learning and using healthier coping strategies for stress and having a support system. This could be your social circle, your friends, or your family. And you should also be aware of warning signs of an impending breakdown, and also know ways that you can use stress relief strategies to prevent it from happening again. Now, a nervous breakdown is a mental health crisis, yes, and sometimes you can't easily diagnose it, and but it is as serious as any health, you know, any health condition. So if you've suffered a nervous breakdown before, you may feel extreme anxiety, extreme fear, intense stress, and you just feel like you can't simply cope with any of the emotional demands that you feel. Some days you just lay in bed all day, you are incapable of getting up to, you know, even lay your bed, brush your hair, get out there and do your stuff. So it's that terrible, and you feel so bad, you feel so sad, you can't really handle any of your emotions at all. So what are some of the symptoms of a nervous breakdown? Some of the symptoms include emotional distress as well as physical effects like chest pains, your chest starts hurting, then you start finding it difficult to breathe. So see if you're going to, you know, pass out, like you feel faint, but you won't, or sometimes you might even faint. So this kind of breakdown typically comes after experiencing a great deal of stress. It could be stress that you can't find ways to cope with in a healthy way. Yes, you might be able to cope with it in an unhealthy way, but this time around, you can't even find any healthy way to, you know, cope with that stress. So, now you might be wondering what exactly causes or triggers a nervous breakdown, and how much build-up of stress does it take? Well, it all depends on the kind of individual. Some people can handle more stress than others, so it all depends on the person. Everyone has a different breaking point, but people with healthy coping strategies are less likely to suffer from a nervous breakdown. But if you don't know how to, you know, cope with stress, you don't have any coping mechanisms, it might be harder. And another contributing factor in addition to stress may be an underlying or untreated mental health condition like anxiety disorder or major depression. Yes, it could also cause a nervous breakdown. At this point, I'm sure you're wondering, is there a treatment for a nervous breakdown? If you've experienced something that resembles what is often referred to as a nervous breakdown, first of all, you have to seek out mental evaluation from a professional, and this requires you going to a hospital. So when a diagnosis has been done, your diagnosis is likely to be a mental health crisis, although a psychiatrist may also determine that you have an underlying mental illness that may or may not have contributed to your current crisis. Now, on today's episode, I just want to talk about ways that you can, you know, make changes after a nervous breakdown. There are some lifestyle changes that you can, you know, practice in order to, you know, live your life after you've experienced a nervous breakdown. I particularly experienced a nervous breakdown about 4 years ago. Yes, I was still in school then, and it was due to lots of stress. Then I had to go see a professional. I was given some medications. I started being intentional about being happy and not taking on too much than I could. And all of these things helped me. So I will be sharing some tips. And first things first, you have to change what causes you stress. Now, identify the stress factor. What is causing you that stress? Is it a relationship? Is it a job that you don't find any fulfillment in? Is it some unhealthy, you know, association that you might have with people or anyone? You have to be able to identify what is causing that stress. So once you identify it, you figure out ways that you can change. If it's a bad relationship, then you need to get out ASAP. If it's your job, then you have to start looking out for other things you could do. You could go into a business, have a side hustle, so that if you decide to, you know, leave the job, you have something to hold on to till another job comes up for you. You know, just look for how you can handle distress and ensure that it doesn't lead you back to having a nervous breakdown again. Now, cutting back on responsibilities, that's another thing that you can do, because sometimes responsibilities are so, so overwhelming. They can leave you feeling so overwhelmed that at the end of the day, you might break down if care is not taken, especially for those who, you know, who have lots of, you know, things to deal with. Family, friends are looking up to you. Maybe you're the first kid, or you're the only kid. You know, it can be quite overwhelming. So you have to, you know, look for ways that you can handle these things and take on what you can, leave what you can't. Another way you can, you know, live a healthy life after a nervous breakdown is learning to ask for help. Learning to ask for help is very, very imperative, because you can't do it all alone. No man is an island. So learn to seek for help from people. Eliminate anything that is getting too much for you. You can, you know, give responsibility to other people. Ask people that are close to you for help with responsibilities, basically. If you have lots of kids, for people who find it overwhelming dealing with their kids and job and all of that, you can get help with taking care of your kids. If you have lots of chores to do, you can outsource some of them to people, or you can even break it down into bits and, you know, do them all through the week, so that when it's the weekend, you have time to rest and you're not overwhelmed by all of the chores that you have to do. Another thing you should do is quit smoking. Smoking, alcohol intake, being addicted to caffeine, all of these, you need to stop them. Any form of substance use, you have to cut it down. In fact, not just cut it down, you have to avoid it totally. Okay? And also spending more time doing the things that you enjoy and relax. When I had a nervous breakdown, I had to start finding myself again. I had to sit down and think, okay, Nessa, what are the things that gives you happiness? Because for a minute, it was as if I didn't know myself. Things that made me happy before suddenly stopped making me happy, or I forgot about them. I stopped doing them totally. So you have to find the things that makes you happy. Do you love to stay curled up with a book in your hand, reading and, you know, lost in the pages? Do you love to go for karaoke? Do you love to, you know, just hang out, be at the park? Do you love to see movies? Do you love to sing? Do you love to dance? Do you love to teach people? We all have different passions. We have different things that we are passionate about. So you have to find out the things that you love, start doing them again, be so committed and intentional about all these things, and you'll find yourself again. Now, eating a healthy diet, this is very, very vital, because what goes into your body also affects your, you know, your mental health. There's some fruits that you eat, there's some food that you eat that helps you stay mentally active and mentally happy, and there's some food that you eat that, you know, does nothing for you at all. It rather makes you feel more anxiety, more agitated. Like caffeine is known to cause more anxiety, for example. So if you take lots of caffeine, I beg your pardon, now this is a sign for you to, you know, cut down on it. Also, get enough sleep every night. Forget what all these motivational speakers tell you, that you sleep, if you sleep too much, you're missing your goals or whatever. You require at least 8 hours of sleep every day, because it helps your body to, you know, stay re-energized, build up on all of the lost energy that you've, you know, used up during the day. It also helps your brain to relax. So sleep and sleep and sleep as much as you can. At least get 7 hours of sleep every day. Okay, also practice relaxation techniques, meditate, do yoga, exercise, implement any coping strategies. You can do more research on these things, you know, get fresh air, exercise yourself. Exercising is a great stress reliever. I can't stress this enough. I always say to you, exercise, do whatever exercise you like, but do it outside if possible. Let the sun touch your skin, let the sun touch you. And I mean, not the harsh sun, I'm talking about that early morning sun that provides you with vitamin A or something. Get exercise as much as you can. Talk to a close friend. Don't keep things locked up. I used to bottle things up a lot, and it killed me so much, because it was always eating me up inside. I would, you know, go over it over and over in my head. But having a support system, having friends that you can, you know, talk to, friends that are trusted, by the way, that you can talk to when you are feeling it's getting too much. It's very, very necessary. Ensure you ask them before you pour yourself all out onto them, though, because everyone is going through one thing or the other. So ask them if it's a good time for them to, you know, listen to you. You could rant to them. You could talk to them. You could seek their advice, and they'll be sure to, you know, provide you that support that you need, hopefully. Now, meditating and slow breathing and yoga, I mentioned this briefly. Relaxation techniques are easy once you learn how to do them. If you don't know how to do them, you can go on Google Play Store or your Apple Play Store, download an app. Thank God for apps these days. And thank God for all of those people that are developing wonderful apps every day. So you can follow you can download an app, a meditation app, for example, follow the instruction, and then, you know, stay focused, meditate. Follow the exercises too, because there are so many exercise apps for bigger butts, but that's not it. Deep breathing, all of these things, they're everywhere. So try it out. Getting back to normal is not easy. It's not going to be like you're going to go from 0 to 100 so fast, but it's a step by step process, baby steps before you start taking those big giant strides. And I hope that you practice all of these in case you're, you know, just healing from a nervous breakdown. And in case you're also feeling like you're getting too overwhelmed, take time out, relax, talk to somebody, exercise, stay intentional about ensuring that you take care of your body, you take care of your spirit, you take care of your soul, so that you don't have a nervous breakdown. Your body is so important. Take care of your body. Remember to care for it. Remember to be kind to your body. And like I always end every episode, or almost all episode, I say, be kind to yourself, be kind to others. Learn to smile, 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 smile. Even if you don't feel like smiling, I mean, fake it till you make it. You don't know whose day you're brightening with your smile, and it's going to make you happy when you see them return a smile too. So with that, I've come to the end of today's episode, and I want to say a big shout out to you for always, always listening. You're amazing. If this episode was wonderful, don't hesitate. Please share with someone you think might need to hear this. Do have a wonderful, wonderful rest of the day and a lovely week ahead. Bye.